And hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is A Walk Through the Mind, a moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't take those ideas for ourselves and go out and get the conversation started with friends, family, the people we meet on the street, or maybe we just get those gears turning within our own head and see where it takes us. The contrast between Washington and Tennessee is rather stark, as one can imagine just looking at a color-coded map. But looking at the taxing and the billing, more or less, of just living here is kind of worth noting, at the very least. It's interesting. Sure, some of it has to do with the base income, the median income of the general population within the areas. For instance, the waste disposal, I guess, is the easiest comparison that I've been able to make right off the bat so far. Just getting rid of your trash. Out in Washington, you have to pay for a trash service to come and pick up your trash once a week. If they don't do it, they still charge you, I think. I don't know. I never paid close enough attention to my trash bills because they all seem to be the same, terrible weather or not. And then if I had extra kind of just, you know, you do home remodel stuff where you're clearing out giant chunks of whatever and you got a whole bunch of stuff that needs to be thrown away. You take it to the transfer station, the city dump kind of situation. And in Seattle, the minimum fee just to get in is $25 or $28 just to get in. And that covers a certain amount of weight that you're able to drop off. And then they charge you $165 per ton. So you come in, they weigh you, and you get to dump it all out. Whereas here in Knox County, if you are a resident, you pay taxes here. Downtown proper, city proper, you pay taxes, you sit your city taxes. I don't know what those prices are, but again, you know, you live in any city, you pay city taxes. But part of the taxes within Knoxville proper pays for city done trash removal. You put your name on the list, they bring you a can, and they just come and get your trash. As opposed to Seattle, you pay city taxes and you pay to have your trash removed. Here as well, if you have those excessive amounts, granted you're limited to the size of the amount of stuff you're able to bring and the amount of what the transfer station is able to deal with and take at that point in time, but there's no scales. It's just come on in, drop it off, and get rid of it. Look at things like this as, again, that point in income. There's plenty of times I've heard wealthy people on audio broadcasts, be that video or recordings, that says, yeah, go ahead, tax me more, I can afford it. Problem is, the lower income individuals are less able to afford it. It's a much higher impact on what the people are able to pay or how it affects their bottom line. And maybe that's a syntax, a means of, you know, we create garbage in the Seattle area and we have the means, the ability to pay for it, to get rid of it responsibly, whatever qualifies as responsibly. I haven't dug into where each state takes and gets their refuse deposited, but again, paying for it. Whereas here in Tennessee, or at least Knox County, maybe it's because people can't pay, or maybe it's a everybody's chipping in so everybody can afford this kind of situation, with this point that the city, the county, provides trash removal, being able to get rid of it at a fair price of just don't throw it on the side of the road kind of situation. One thing I definitely have noticed here going to the transfer station, because I do not have private trash pickup, is the section off to the side with scrap metal. Now, out in Washington, because everything is done by weight, it made significant sense for me to collect scrap metal. Seeing as metal normally weighs quite a bit, adds up really fast to throw it all away. And so storing it off to the side and then every now and again going off and getting it to at least pay for the gas that it took to go and get rid of it at a metal recycler was worth it. As long as I came out at a net zero or maybe just above enough to pay for a case of beer for all that labor that I had to do of separating and condensing and consolidating all of that metal. Whereas out here, again, it's just free. They got that section set off to the side. So now the county can make one huge sweeping collection of scrap metal. And granted, it's all going to go into just the bare bones basic funding payout. But it's there. It's a money reimbursement so the county isn't just bleeding tax money. Another difference in, at least in the same topic of the trash removal, is out in Washington, there was a law passed quite some time ago about mandatory covering of your loads or securing your loads. So that way things like tree logs and trash and debris didn't fall out. I believe that was a $250 fine if you were pulled over. And that doesn't exist here in Tennessee, at least in Knox County, should be more specific. And could be a problem. Everybody doesn't like a broken windshield, but I've known my fair share of people up in Washington to be following behind a dump truck without their load covered. Rocks come flying and bouncing out and chip and break windshields. So what good is that law? But if you show up to the transfer station in Washington without your load covered, that's an instant $25 extra charge on top of your $28 entry fee. Just another means to milk and get more money out of you, pay for your sin tax. Registering cars out here, definitely a little bit cheaper. At least getting the initial registration, which comes with extra fees and bills and whatnot, because they have to do extra paperwork. I don't know where the government gets to charge all this money, but they do. But just bringing one of my cars into this state was cheaper than the renewal that King County in Seattle, the greater Seattle area, wanted to charge me just to renew. And there's massive amount of savings right there for me. Makes living cheaper, just a little bit easier. And one thing that I noticed when I was starting to look into figuring out where to go and what's going on for registering a vehicle, the state of Tennessee, if you lived here, the whole state, last year in 2021, and your plates are going to be renewed for a whole year between July and of 2022 and June 2023, if your plates expire at that point in time, the state is going to waive their portion of taxes collected, making your renewal process just a little bit cheaper as a thank you, more or less, for living here. Apparently, they had just enough money in the budget to be able to waive and sign away some stuff. Sales tax is on par between the two locations. Not much difference. General grocery food is taxed, whereas in King County, it's not taxed. You know, you go out and you buy an apple or some lettuce or something, taxed here in Tennessee, not taxed in Washington. But the overall prices are, again, just a little bit cheaper. Where's all this money going or not going? Who's actually investing in it or repurposing it? How are they putting it to use? Again, I've called some of these things a sin tax. Maybe we've talked about that in previous conversations. But things like the lottery, at least in Washington, I figured I'd look those numbers up. 63% goes to the winner. 19.5% goes to education, 6% goes to the sales. I guess that includes being able to print off all those tickets. 5% goes to retailers. Somehow they're getting supported. 1.5% goes to the stadium and exhibition centers. 2.5% goes to the general fund, things that support the schools. 1.5% to administration, 0.5% to economic development, 0.05% to problem gambling, all in Washington. Again, I should have looked up comparisons, but I know that Washington is tax central. Like the cigarette tax out in Washington, you pay $30.25 per carton. So $3 on top of every pack of cigarettes. And all of that money goes to the state general fund, which is, again, something that helps fund the schools. So every time you buy cigarettes or even alcohol, and it all goes to that general fund, you're helping pay for some kids' schooling. But in the land of tax as well, Seattle a couple years ago implemented a sugary beverage tax at 1.75 cents an ounce on every sugary drink that is sold. The easiest example was found on westernjournal.com about a Costco manager sharing the prices that Costco buying a 36 or 35 whatever case of 16.9 ounce Gatorades. Regular price is $16, but the sales price or the sales tax price on that is $10.34, and not sales tax. Sugary beverage. Getting my feet back under me. Sugary beverage tax, an extra $10. So your deal that cost you $16 at one point now cost you $26, making the stores find it that it's not worth carrying it. All that money is supposed to go towards being able to teach people not to drink sugary beverages. And that whole thing was called the Healthy Eating Initiative. It's supposed to bring in $15 million a year for the city. But only $400,000 is set to go for vouchers under a program called the Fresh Bucks. And $1.5 million of that $15 million is to go to administrative costs to handle the Fresh Bucks program. So we're going to hand out less than $500,000 and administrate it with $1.5 million. And not we. I'm not there anymore. That's Washington. That's Seattle. That's quite the spread. $6 million was supposed to go to various education and mentoring programs. $500,000 to help workers who lost their jobs. And there's still another $1 million on top of that to help the workers, the administrative costs to help the workers. I know Seattle hasn't seen the revenue that they anticipated when they rolled out this plan. Again, because people stopped selling beverages, be that in the soda shops or people just not buying it at McDonald's. Or places like this Costco refusing to sell that Gatorade anymore because there's no chance they're even selling it. I put it on the shelf if they're not going to make the money. There's different levels of incentives, getting people to do things or not to do things. How do I balance this all out? I don't know. Kind of decided on this topic because I couldn't figure out how to do the topic that I've got 2 weeks of reading and figuring stuff out and still haven't figured out how to directly talk about it. But as a comparison, again, from one place to the other, figuring out how we spend our taxes or how our representative institutions spend our money wisely or appropriately. Again, is it a sin tax or is it just another way to keep the riffraff out, keep those people who really can't afford to live in a certain area, make sure that they stay on the outskirts. Participating at some level or another within society. Again, it's all just a balancing act. Where do your taxes go? How does your greater community support and embrace and make sure that things are done correctly, efficiently, and healthily? But per the usual, again, like I've said time and time again, these are talking points, things to get the gears turning, things to make us question our representatives and hold people accountable that need to be held accountable. So that way, money isn't just kind of squandered. But I've been Billy Bones, B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. You find me on Twitter and Gab, at Billy Bones. You find me on Mastodon, the No Agenda Socials, at Billy Bones, at NoAgendaSocial.com. Nice short-form communication. Need longer form communication? There's Billy Bones at mail.com. Always find that through the website, billybones.com. I say that right, billybones@mail.com. And then you go to billybones.com, B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. And this is a value for value podcast. If you found value out of this episode or the collection, fantastic. I'm glad you did. The first thing that I ask that you do is you give the show a share. Maybe someone else finds a talking point. But if you found monetary value, you can send Federal Reserve Freedom Units through PayPal. Go to the website, scroll down, see that value for value button. Send it there. Or you send Satoshis, little tiny pieces of Bitcoin, like Sir Sean of the Allegheny Valley did, who sent 23,750, saying, "Welcome back, a welcome back boost, and welcome to this side of the Mississippi." And thank you, sir, and thank you, everybody, for listening. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week.